Hello and welcome to Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs. I am joined with my co-host, Natalie Bellini, and we are very excited about a new drug approval, which is truly a breakthrough, and that is weekly insulin. So specifically, insulin Icodec by Novo Nordisk gained FDA approval, and the brand name is called a weekly. So that is very, very fitting, right? Because it is weekly. It is a concentrated insulin. So it is U700 insulin, which might, we need to talk about this, right, Natalie? Because I feel like that is going to throw some people off that it is, you know, already when we have U200, we have U300, we have a U500 insulin. And of course, it is only going to come in a pen, a flex pen. But I feel like people get a little confused about insulin. The other thing that I want to talk about today is the dosing, because it's once a week, right? So you're not going to start it at 10 units. Like, that doesn't make sense, right? If you do 10 divided by 7 days in a week, you're going to be getting like a unit, you know, a little more than a unit a day. So naturally, the dose is going to be at least 7 times, right? So if you were starting at 10, it would be at least 70. Or maybe even more. We'll talk about that. But yeah, let's start maybe just with this whole concentrated insulin. And what do you think about that, Natalie?
I think it's going to be a great. So let's do two things. U700. So yeah, starting dose would be 7 times 10, which would be 70 units. I think this is going to be harder for people who are already on insulin versus insulin naive people, because they don't know any better. They don't know 10 from 70. I mean, you take 200 milligrams of ibuprofen, right? You never think anything of it. Then you hurt your ankle and you go to the ER and you get an 800 milligram tablet for 4 days, right? So I think that people who aren't used to taking insulin naive, it's not going to bother them nearly as much. I think there will be a little bit of ripple in the clinical community because people are afraid. But I also think we need to go back to the people that are sitting in front of us that struggle to get the basal insulin in every day, that would do better, you know, someone who would just help once a week to get that medication in consistently. We see a lot of people who take basal insulin, daily basal insulin. Sometimes we're splitting it into twice a day. That's 14 injections a week. This is burden. And we talk about burden with people with diabetes all the time. If I can reduce burden, I'm good to go, right? I saw someone had interviewed Ann Peters about it, and she said, you know, for people who are consistent, this is going to be a great thing. So, you know, and a lot of people, as you age, become very consistent in their behaviors and their activity levels. So I can't wait to use it. It is not going to be available until the second half of 2026. So it's not tomorrow. There's going to be a lot of education that people will need, because let's talk about this one time dose of that 70 units, but they're also encouraging an extra 50% dose as like this bumper dose to start. Diana, how do you feel about that?
Well, it has such a long half-life, and it typically takes like 5 half-lives to get to steady state. So it actually makes a lot of sense to do a loading dose. And so what they're proposing is 1.5 times. So if you were going to do 70, you know, you're going to do 100. And at least maybe like 105 units. So I think that makes a lot of sense. But I actually want to back up to, like, I love Ann Peters. And I agree, you know, I see the rationale for consistency. But I guess I also see where this will be really good for people non-consistent. Because one of the challenges with our current insulin is taking it every day. And people really struggle to take it every day. And so what happens is people miss doses for a variety of reasons. Sometimes they don't remember that they missed the dose. You know, they fall asleep before taking the dose. They're traveling, like their routines get very hectic. And so they miss doses. Hopefully they're wearing CGM and we're looking at their tracings and we see a lot of variability day to day. And they don't remember necessarily the days they missed versus not missed. And so it becomes pretty challenging for titration and adjusting. I see with a weekly insulin that I think it's going to be easier for people to incorporate. Hopefully they can pick a day of the week where, maybe things are less hectic. Like maybe it's the weekend, they're home, or, you know, they just pick a day of the week. Maybe it's the day of the week they're already taking their GLP-1 drug. But they pick a day of the week. They can be consistent. Also, because of its long half-life, there will be a little more wiggle room. If someone is a day or two late to take it, day or two early, it's likely not going to affect the kinetics as much. So, I mean, I definitely hear the concern with, you know, someone, let's say with food insecurity, who eats a lot, or not a lot, but like eats more the first half of the month and then runs out of money to buy food and then is not eating. We have to be careful with that. And probably as we titrate the dose, those are things we need to be aware of so that we aren't over basalizing people, because over basalization is a problem. And now with this insulin, with having to wait a week to be able to, you know, adjust the dose or decrease it, that is going to be a very important concern.
But at the same time, I also, right, it's like that catch, it's like back and forth, right? The Onwards trial demonstrated what, right? It was treat to target trials. That's what they were, the Onwards phase 3A trial program, right? There were four randomized active controlled treat to target trials. That's what we use for insulin, is treat to target. But the A1C dropped by 0.19 percentage points greater in A1C at 1 year than those receiving once daily. It tells us that people aren't getting all their once daily. I mean, we hear it. People that will come in and talk to us and say, oh, you know, I fall asleep at night. And so how often do you think you miss? 2-3 times? Oh, at least, right? So you're missing your basal 2 or 3 times a week. We just keep upping it because your A1C is high, you know, especially those that aren't wearing CGM. It's hard to find what's really going on. This is going to be a big difference. And it is, I call it friendly. It's like the GLP-1 drugs. If you miss a day, you can take it the next day and you don't really see a difference, right? Because the half-life is so long. It will be lovely for those people that need some assistance with medications, because it could be done once a week. I could see someone needing help and you, like, you know, we can talk about a person that just needs family to come in, then insulin doesn't even have to stay at their house anymore, right? Someone comes in once a week, gives the insulin and takes it away. There's no missed dose. There's no overdose. There's none of that. I love it. I love it. And as our population ages, more and more older people are started on insulin because their diabetes progresses and it's time. This is going to make a huge difference in encouraging the less burden for the person living with the disease, but less worry for the family members helping to support that person being independent and living alone.
Definitely. Yeah. Caregivers, this is going to be so helpful. And also like people in long-term care facilities, I think, yes, it is going to make it so much easier. I think the other thing that's interesting about this is, so this drug is currently only approved for type 2 diabetes. And it was actually originally submitted for type 1 and type 2 diabetes, and the FDA did not approve it. And that is really because the data in type 2 diabetes is very robust. It showed either that it was superior to its comparator, or at least that it was non-inferior. In type 1 diabetes, I think the way that they were titrating, there was concern, there was a little bit more hypoglycemia. And so they're actually doing another clinical trial right now in type 1 diabetes, where they've changed the titration a little bit. And so our hope is that this ultimately would be approved for all diabetes. While I see that there's definitely some concern in type 1 because there just is more variability, I'm sure we can all think of some use cases where someone's really prone to DKA and, you know, a once weekly insulin would benefit them. And then, of course, even if it doesn't have the approval for type 1 right now, we know we can use our clinical judgment as healthcare professionals that we, you know, if we can identify patients, hopefully we can still use it off label as needed to treat somebody.
Oh, absolutely. This will be, I mean, we use a lot of medications off label, right? And this will be one that we use with some people with type 1 for those reasons right away. Right. I mean, I know I have a handful that I can't wait to give them some relief. And just, even if I can't bring the A1C down all the way to goal, can I help? Can I make it better for that person? Right. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I will say, yeah, it will be different. Right. So one of the things that caught my eye right away is it delivers doses in 10 unit increments. And you, yes, think, well, 10 units, oh my gosh, but you got to go back, take your brain back. That's like 1 point whatever units a day, 1.3 units a day. So as soon as you go, oh, wait, but then you got to go, oh, yeah, that's right. So think about that, right? So I think that it's going to be, I think it's going to be a bit of a learning curve, but I think we're going to start right away. We're excited about this.
Yeah. And also, we're not the first country to get this. So back when it was originally submitted, it was submitted to other countries who approved it right away. So actually, Canada was the first country, and it's approved there for type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Also in Europe and in the UK, they have this for type 1 and type 2 diabetes. So there's actually several countries that already have this. And then based on how the form factor is there, it is in the flex pen, and there are different sizes. I mean, if you think about it, if it's a 3 mL pen, which is how a lot of our other pens are, in its U700 insulin, that would allow it to hold 2,100 units of insulin. So it definitely can potentially last a little bit longer depending on it. And then that loading dose, as you said, Natalie, if we do that 1.5 times, it would actually be 110 units because it is dosed in those 10 unit increments. So we couldn't, like, technically 105 is the 50%, but we can't do that. So we have to be mindful as we're titrating it that it is those 10 unit increments.
But when you think about that, it's really slightly more than a unit a day if you go up by 10. So you got to take it as a clinician and go, okay, that's a lot. Not really, right? This is like, and I think that will, it'll just get some use, getting used to. The same thing happened when we used U200 though, right? When U200 rapid acting came out, it was the same thing. It's like, okay, wait, what are we doing? And yet here we are, and we're using it all the time in lots of people who have some insulin resistance. We use it off label in insulin pumps, and it's very, very successful. So I think it's going to have its own place, and I think we're going to use a lot of it.
Yeah, and I'm just excited to see innovation in insulin because they're just, you know, so much focus has been on the incretin agents that we haven't really seen a lot of focus on insulin anymore. And so it is really nice to see this innovation. Also, this isn't the only one. So Efsitora Alpha by Lilly is also being studied. It's going to be submitted to the FDA. And we likely could end up with 2 weekly insulins to choose from
in 2026. Right. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Right. Very exciting times.
It is very exciting times. So with that, we thank you for tuning in. That wraps up this episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives.
Thanks, everyone.